the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, you're very welcome back. It is Wednesday's edition of The Last Word. It's Will O'Callaghan in for Matt Cooper. We're delighted now to be joined by Munster Rugby's Jack Crowley as Pinergy makes its AccuTrace energy measurement platform available to all commercial clients, underscoring the crucial link between data, performance and sustainability. Jack, how are you keeping?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. Look, this is a busy kind of period of the season for you guys with Munster. We're looking at kind of 8 points between ninth and Ulster sitting up in third in the URC table at the moment. It's a pretty crucial run-in coming ahead for this race for the Champions Cup for next season.
Yeah, 100%. It's been a tight table, I think, for the last couple of months. You know, there's not been much between the top of the group and the bottom of the table. So it's been really toughly contested, and you know, you said there about Europe next season, but equally just for teams to make the playoffs in the URC, this is massive as well, and to make that top eight is proven to be really competitive over the last few seasons, which is great.
Yeah, because I'm sure you'd have wanted to have gone deeper into the Challenge Cup. That wasn't to be the case when you lost out to Exeter, but the focus kind of very quickly had to come on to getting into the playoffs and getting into the Champions Cup for next season pretty much straight away.
Disappointing to not be going deeper into the European competitions. You know, that's always the case. You want to be playing in Europe. You want to be playing in knockout stages of all competitions. But you know, that's going to drive us to be as focused as possible this week to give our best in Benetton.
Are you likely to go to Italy this weekend? I don't want to give anything away before Clayton names his team for the weekend, but are you likely to go across for the trip?
There's a high possibility, yeah.
Okay, it's all hands to the wheel now at this stage try and make sure you get into the top eight. Look, I suppose a lot of people have been talking over the last few weeks about Munster. I was even listening to Donegal Ryan, you know, talking about his disappointment to hear about the voluntary redundancies that are going to happen this summer and the pressure that's on financially at the club at the moment too. I know as players, you're probably insulated from it somewhat, and the feeling is that it won't affect the playing budget for next season when it comes to the planning for next season's squad. But does it affect the playing group somewhat when you hear that that's happening in the background?
Well, I suppose on a personal human level it does, because it's people's livelihoods, you know what I mean? It's never nice to hear, and it's something that you just gotta acknowledge as a group, because you can't ignore it. When it's happening in the organization, it's important to understand that it's the people that are in the organization are you know, being affected by it, and ultimately then though, understanding as a playing group, we're the fortunate few that first of all get the honour of wearing the jersey, and second of all then we have the responsibility go out at the weekend and to ensure we deliver performance for the people of Munster, for the community of Munster, for the people you mentioned there that, you know, maybe letting go. It's ultimately disappointing, but equally as a playing group we're going to focus as much as possible on our performances so that we can make those people proud and hopefully turn it around.
And crucially, I suppose, produce those results which will bring in the finances of playing in European rugby again and maybe getting big knockout games, whether it's in the URC or in Europe, and again that boosts the coffers. Like, the only way that you can really affect this is by getting good results on the pitch.
Absolutely, yeah. And with those results, it starts with our performance and starts with our focus, and that's been in a really good place as a playing group and as a coaching group all together. You know, we've had really good meetings and conversations, and we've had really good competitive sessions on the field. You know, like, all of that has been driving our energy around the place to be the best we possibly can be at the weekend, because like you said, that's all we can do is do that, and hopefully then it has a really positive knock-on effect.
I want to ask you about your work with Dave Allred as well when it comes to your kicking. So for people who might be familiar, he's worked with Johnny Wilkinson, he's worked with Johnny Sexton, he's worked with some very elite golfers as well. And I heard an interview with him very recently talking about how hard you've been working on your technique when it comes to your place kicking and kicking under pressure. You've obviously felt working with him has been very worthwhile, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a guru at not just rugby, but multiple different sports, and even, in like high-end jobs and business roles. He is involved in those aspects as well. So he's got a real wide range of knowledge and experience, and I suppose that all helps when it comes to high pressure situations. You can draw on other environments. But he's been someone that's been, really, really beneficial to come in and help me develop the best possible technique that I can, and en route that and to drive me to be the best I possibly can be with my kicking.
Was that you looking to get a few extra percents, or had someone else said to you you should go and have a chat with him?
No, so it was like I'd always known that I've like I mean when I was younger I'd seen that there'd be clips of him working with Johnny Sexton and Johnny Wilkinson and all these really top quality players, and I didn't know that there was, I suppose, a connection that would be possible when I was kicking as well. And then it was initially a conversation with Johnny Sexton in camp. Obviously, he had worked with Dave and said, "Why don't you maybe reach out to Dave?" And then the rest was history.
What's working with Johnny Sexton like? I mean, you're the guy who takes over directly from him as the Ireland out half, and then he's pretty much straight away. He took his little mini break and thought about just going purely into business, and then he dipped his toe into coaching, and now he's been part of your coaching team for the last couple of Six Nations. What's it been like working with the former teammate now?
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, like, sure, he was the way he played with such I suppose he had such a coaching mind on him in terms of the way he played, like how he brought the players around him to understand the game he was seeing and playing, the way he could talk to people about detail and game understanding. He was doing that through his career, and I was fortunate enough to be able to be in squads where I could experience that. But now that he's not playing, it's been unbelievably beneficial, for me, but not just for me, for I suppose all players and backs that get to work with him, and forwards even, just around detail and kind of understanding the game a little bit more. He's been unreal to be able to just ask questions, because like he's been there and done it, hasn't he?
Yeah, in this country we have an obsession, whether it's Tony Ward versus Ollie Campbell, whether it's David Humphreys versus Ronan O'Gara, whether it's O'Gara versus Sexton, and really since November of last year it's become yourself and Sam Prendergast has kind of been the continual conversation. I'm going to preempt that you're probably going to say you pay no attention to it whatsoever, but do you pay attention to the fact that this seems to become the almost weekly rigmarole on rugby podcasts, rugby conversations, the newspapers every time, who's going to start between the two of you?
First of all, I think with it, like, there's an appreciation for the position itself and understanding, I suppose, why there's such a huge interest in the position is because of the, like we just discussed with Johnny there, like there's such greats of the game that have gone before us in that jersey, and have, I suppose, have achieved so much and done so much, and each one that's worn the jersey has raised it, and done it massive justice and represented it so well. So I suppose there's that element of expectation that comes with the jersey, and it's appreciating that expectation, and that's what I suppose young kids around Ireland will be driving. Like when I was a kid, I had ambitions to be in an Irish jersey, in a Munster jersey. You know what I mean? And there's a special feel to being able to put on those two jerseys. It's an unbelievable privilege, and it's not something that should be taken for granted. And having appreciation for all that means that when you're in it, that external noise isn't near your focus, because what I'm focusing on, what other lads are focusing on, is making each time they wear that jersey the best they possibly can be, and delivering a performance each time they're in that jersey to be proud of, and what comes with that will.
And naturally, look, you're a competitive person. As much as Sam is a competitive person, I'm sure Harry Byrne will be if he gets into the next squad. And Kieran Frawley has been trying to get game time at 10. And sure, look, we did it in South Africa the summer before last as well. You're all fighting for a jersey right now. And like Andy Farrell has said to us on multiple times, Jack, when he's been speaking about this situation, he says that all of you are driving each other forward. He was very keen to point out that even when he gave Sam the 10 shirt at the start of the Six Nations, you were still working remarkably hard in training, and that all of you have been trying to drive up the standard and make each other better.
Yeah, without a doubt. I know it's something that I've said before, but like when you have lads that are competing, like those lads I just mentioned being top competitors, top players, like, and you're competing against one another in training, you're competing then when you go back to deliver the best possible performances you can be for your team. You know, that competition ultimately is so healthy, because without competition, people can become complacent and comfortable. And competition means that you're always pushing each other to be the best you possibly can be. And that's why it's such a positive thing, and it's such a healthy, natural relationship to have, and we all do have, and we all drive each other to be the best, because ultimately we know if the other fella is playing his best rugby, then it's going to drive you to play your best rugby. So it goes hand in hand, you know.
End of the Six Nations Championship, you're the man in the possession of the 10 jersey. You got yourself a third Triple Crown, a second championship as well. Things turned around quite remarkably well after the France performance, because, you know, obviously things didn't go the team's way that night in Paris. But as a group, you must be very happy with the way you recovered in the games that followed.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing that's, you know, vastly sometimes overlooked, is you might not get, you know, to lift silverware. There is, at the end of each season, you know, there's only one team that lifts a trophy, and it can feel like sometimes for the rest of the team's a failure of a season. But then if you look at it from times where you come through challenges like that, where, you know, the first game doesn't go well, but we sit together, we have honest reviews, we reflect hard on how we can be better, and then seeing week to week how performances grow, you know, that can be sometimes just as fulfilling, not quite, but can be just as fulfilling feeling when you do, in tough times, come together, look at how you can be better, and then you actually go out and do it. And that's quite fulfilling in itself. And, you know, that's part of the journey as well, as a group and as individuals, that it's not just about the end. It's about who you are in becoming that.
We also saw Bundiaki's reaction on the street when he was watching Ramos's penalty going over at the end. It must have been some rollercoaster of emotion actually watching that France-England game.
Yeah. Look, it was. It was a spectacular game in terms of how it went. So high scoring and right down to the end. You know, I suppose kind of the overarching feeling was that it would have been, you know, unreal if we were able to lift the trophy, you know, had one of the results gone our way. But equally then, I suppose we're all kind of the same, that we want that feeling of lifting the trophy to be fully in our control. And to do that, that's putting in performances that we know we can deliver on, and that's what the focus will be.
Just one final one I'll ask you before we finished up. Andrew Conway was talking recently about some of the work he's been doing, I think with yourself and some of the other ex-teammates, which is kind of around the mental side of the game. What's your work been like with Andrew?
Yeah, it's been great. I obviously know him from when I played in Munster. I played a number of games with him, got to experience him in you know, meeting rooms, his energy and his passion and his drive. You know, I got to see firsthand as a player. And then when the opportunity came around to work with him, I didn't kind of second guess at it at all, because I knew what he was like inside in the building. You know, I had experience of him delivering on everything that he's talking about right now. So it was a no-brainer to me to work with him. And it's brilliant. Yeah, it's been a really, I suppose, interesting journey together, and one that I've learned so much from, and hopefully will continue to do so.
Well, look, Jack, the very best of luck in Treviso at the weekend and with the run-in for the rest of the season. Thanks a million for joining us on The Last Word.
Thanks very much, Will. Cheers.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.